AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump paid his respects today at a Delaware military base in Dover, where the remains of six U.S. service members killed in the crash of a refueling aircraft were returned to their families. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard deflected today when asked on Capitol Hill about intelligence she offered President Trump before the Iran war.
It is not the intelligence community's responsibility to determine what is and is not an imminent threat.
Okay.
That is up to the president.
Here's the problem.
Based on a volume of
information. No, it is precisely
that he received.
That exasperated Democrats who tried to use a rare public forum to extract answers about the widening conflict in the Middle East. A source tells the AP the U.S. was informed about a plan for an Israeli strike on an Iranian gas field, but did not take part in it. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates will not change, and that's because of the war.
The U.S. economy is doing, you know, pretty well. It's just we don't know what the effects of this will be, and really no one does.
Powell says the Fed expects one rate cut this year. Stocks are sharply lower on Wall Street at the close because of higher oil and gas prices. Veteran Thelma Williams lives in Jackson, Mississippi.
I would love to see the war end because I don't know what it's for. I don't know what happened, what started it. But I would love to see the gas prices go down because everyone might not be financially able to meet the demands of these high prices.
President Trump's pick to be the next Homeland Security Secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, was before a Senate committee.
I can have different opinions with everybody in this room, but as Secretary of Homeland, I'll be protecting everybody, including Kentucky, as much as I will my own backyard in Oklahoma.
Mullen faced pushback over his temperament. Labor rights leader Dolores Huerta says she was sexually abused by Cesar Chavez amid reported allegations of abuse by others. This is AP News. There is a new FAA rule to help prevent collisions.
Air traffic controllers will now use radar to ensure that helicopters maintain a safe distance from arriving and departing airplanes in the wake of last year's fatal mid-air collision near Washington, D.C. The Federal Aviation Administration says that recent near misses show that previous guidelines for pilots to maintain visual separation between helicopters and airplanes have failed to provide adequate protection around busy airports. The new rules apply to more than 150 of the nation's busiest airports. The January 2025 collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter killed 67 people, making it the deadliest plane crash on U.S. soil since 2001.
Officials say a drone dropped a package of knives, bandanas, and hair clippers onto a New York prison. Staff recovered it quickly. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.